What's up, party people?
How's it going, odd people? Welcome to the Odd People Podcast.
Yeah.
I am your host, Matt the Cat.
Oh.
And with me, as always, is my co-host,
Jared.
Steve.
Steve. Jared Steve. Steve Jared.
Yeah. Jared the Jared. Okay, get it right. Jared the Jared.
Yeah, biatch.
All right. If you see me on the street, you don't call me Jared the Jared, we're going to have problems.
Whoa.
Okay?
Some serious problems.
That's right.
Some serious issues. How's it going, man?
How's it going, man? Give me some, baby. Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
So how was...
What's that?
Button Club. It's way too loud.
Oh.
It's all set up.
Okay. Button Club. Button Club was great. We had an amazing turnout this past week. A lot of new faces. Tekken Ball still going strong. Everybody loves that.
Really?
It's so much fun. It's literally just like beach volleyball, but with Tekken characters.
Okay.
And you just hit the ball back and forth using their moves.
All right.
But we run a full-on bracket for it, and people are just loving it. So,
oh, shit. That's awesome.
So we keep bringing it back.
So, you've had a Button Club since Ryan's been on.
Yeah.
But it didn't air yet. I'm trying to think of the progression here.
Oh, yeah, we recorded. Episode didn't come out yet.
So
it came out the next day.
So, like, this week, I guess you'll see how many Button Club people were I listened.
I'm sure there's a few.
Yeah.
Few out
it's
there.
Weird being like a week behind.
Yeah, it is. Like, I don't know if we're supposed to say like Happy Easter, because
yeah, Happy Easter if you celebrate or Easter, like, sure, because it was
it's gonna be
in everybody else's world. It was 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you imagine if like some catastrophic thing happened like on Easter Day? We're like Happy Easter.
This episode never came out.
like a missile hit Washington.
Oh,
and, like,
man.
All sorts of hell broke loose.
Yeah, or like a bridge collapsed. Or
oh,
something.
Hey, whoa.
Oh,
whoa,
hey. Okay.
Whoa.
How about you? I saw you finally posted the guitar that you finished up.
Oh, God. That thing was a nightmare.
That thing's gorgeous, though.
All right. So it was a kit guitar. So the guy bought a kit and put it together. And he had to solder all the wiring. And I guess, I don't know if he did it or maybe he knows someone that did all that. They did like a, what's it called, wood burning into the body of the guitar.
They did that?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if that like came like that.
It's like super nice. Like somebody did that artwork.
Okay.
Cool.
Nice.
My dog's losing her shit upstairs.
All right.
So yeah, it was really pretty, really nice guitar. I gave it a setup, made sure it played right. And I had to completely redo all the electronics because it was... it didn't work that great, and it was really noisy.
You had to like rewire the whole thing and everything.
Yeah, I had to replace all the electronics, all the pots and everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but the worst part about it, right? And this is like a word to anybody that wants to buy a kit guitar. So it was a hollow body, so it had these two like F holes.
Yeah.
And then that is what you call them, an F hole. It's got these two F holes on the sides.
Well, they kind of look like cursive Fs.
I guess.
Is that why they're called that?
It's like what you see on like a violin or a stand up bass or a cello, you know?
Yeah.
But there was no like back panel. Most guitars have like a back panel. It's like a plastic cover.
Oh, okay.
And you pull it off and you can get at everything. So I had to resolder all this stuff and then like jam it through this little hole.
Oh, that's like, the only way you can get it all in there?
Yeah, it was so frustrating.
Oh, my gosh.
I almost gave up multiple times.
I can imagine.
Halfway through.
It's a tight space to get everything in there.
Halfway through the initial trying to fix what was wrong, or trying to figure out what was wrong with it, my soldering iron died on me. So I had to buy a new soldering iron. I had to wait for it to come in. I'm like, this is just a fucking nightmare. I mean, my soldering iron still heats up, but it doesn't get hot enough
to, like... And it's, melt the solder.
Yeah, and it's like freaking literally 20 years old. So I'm like, okay, I think it's time for a new setup.
There you go. So you got a nice new soldering iron.
Yeah, but it was so frustrating. But it was a really pretty nice. It plays nice now.
You ever do like electronics or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I went to college for electronics.
Oh, did you really?
I didn't graduate. But,
oh shit, man! You're such a nerd.
I have very basic electronic skills.
Nice.
You know, enough to get me through rewiring a guitar. It's yeah. That's no big deal.
I used to find like broken TVs and fix them and solder in like new capacitors and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
But these newer TVs, I kind of like lost touch with it, so I don't even try anymore.
It's basically a computer. It's a lot of circuit boards.
Yeah, there's a lot to it now. But yeah, I've always had like a nice TV because I've always like found free ones and just fixed
Sweet.
Them.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah. Never had to buy one.
Cool. So did you watch any movies or anything?
I did. I watched one of my all-time favorite, I guess you could say, mafia movies, but based on a true person.
Okay.
From Boston.
All right.
From Southie.
Okay.
I watched Black Mass. I love that movie,
Black Mass. I've never seen it.
With Johnny Depp. He does Whitey Bulger.
Of course, Johnny Depp.
Of course, Johnny Depp. He's my man.
Black Mass, huh?
Black Mass. It's about Whitey Bulger, and it's just such a good movie all around. Like, keeps you really entertained throughout the whole thing. There's a lot of like action. All right. And Johnny Depp. Maybe I am just a big Johnny Depp fan because all his roles are just—he's so good at what he does, man. And it doesn't matter what character he plays; he's gonna fucking kill it.
I'm not disagreeing at all.
Look at that! Look at how badass he is.
Yeah, he looks just like Whitey Bulger.
Isn't that crazy?
Black Mass. Why is it called Black Mass? Is that like a Catholic reference?
I don't know, to be honest with you, or if it's like.
That's interesting. That was like a big deal. For a while around, probably not worldwide or even nationwide.
Yeah.
But like people wouldn't shut up about Whitey Bulger for a while.
Yeah, because he was crazy, man. But he was crazy like in a not so crazy way. He was very calm and very well kept. And when he just decided things, he decided things. There was no fighting against it. He just, if he wanted you out, he took you out.
So what was his role? Was he like Whitey Bulger? Was he?
He called the shots,
boss?
Man.
So he was like a boss.
He was the boss, man. He called all the shots. It was very rare that he killed somebody. He always had someone that killed for him.
Oh, all right.
But so when he had to, he
was that the big controversy? That's why he wasn't like imprisoned for a long time, right? Because they never really could pin him.
Yeah, he had like a main like guy on his side that did all the killing for him.
Like a hitman or whatever.
Yeah. Huh. But him himself, I guess he was just the leader of it. So that's why everyone was after him.
Whitey Bulger.
Such a good movie. I love it.
I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
I haven't watched like a lot of the older like mafia movies.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Like I've never seen Godfather. I know.
Okay. I'm going to say something right now. I've seen Godfather, I think 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
There is almost nothing that stands out in that movie that I'm like, oh, that part.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
That's what I feel, and that's why I didn't really watch it.
I don't care about... Yeah. Like, people really made a big... And maybe it's like the older generation. Maybe there's a generation older than us that is like, oh, The Godfather is the best movie.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
I tried once and it was just really like slow and really like...
I think it's a good movie. Yeah. I'm sure it's a good film. I'm sure it's made well. I just, I don't see it.
Yeah. Same thing with Scarface. I thought it was kind of slow and boring and like the action parts were cool that did pop up, but like it was kind of rare.
Dude, there was a time where you'd watch like MTV Cribs. And every rap guy, every basketball player, every pop culture person was like, here's my movie room and there's my giant picture of Scarface.
Yeah. Everybody had
like,
the t-shirt.
Why is everybody so why is everybody so obsessed with Scarface?
Yeah.
Like I don't see it. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Goodfellas. Have you ever seen Goodfellas?
No.
That's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean it's like a mob movie, but it's you know, the main character is also based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
It's the main character he's not like the main guy. He's like a dude that his story is he joined the mob and he's not even full blooded Italian dude that got into the Italian mob. So it's kind of different. It's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shows his failure towards the end, like the shit he's done wrong, the shit he did wrong in his life.
Yeah.
So it's,
that's cool.
It's
a little more
different story. Yeah, it's a different story. It's not like Here's the mob. This is the boss. This is the son of the boss. This is the son's cousin.
I think that's why I like Black Mass so much, because it's about Whitey Bulger, but it's also about him teaming up with the feds, or his friend that's in the feds from school. And they team up together to like really boost his crime rate and to boost and to boost him as a fed. You know, so like they help each other behind the scenes, but then they both get obviously it all comes crashing down on them.
Huh.
So
interesting.
Yeah, it's just a well put together movie. The actors are great. The people in it are fucking fantastic. Just can't go wrong.
Cool. Nice. I'll watch that. So,
what'd you watch?
So my son really wanted to. He's been into Mortal Kombat for the last few weeks.
All right, dude.
Like I told you guys, my kids destroy me with that game.
Yeah.
So he wanted to watch Mortal Kombat. And
the new movie, or new-ish movie.
No, we saw the new one a while back. He wanted to watch the original because I was promoting it so much. And then when it came time to watch the movie...
I don't think I've seen the original.
We had to rent either the original or the second one. And he really, for some strange reason, wanted to watch the second one. Mortal Kombat Annihilation. And the CGI in it is terrible.
Doesn't it have like, I don't even remember his name, but the guy with like the four arms? Or is that in the first one?
So that's in the first one. That's Goro.
Goro, yeah.
So the first one is very much...
He's not in the second one?
Gives you a great story of the franchise of the games. It's like a good introduction to the characters, who's good, who's bad. It's great. They made a great movie out of it. Mm-hmm. The second one, the guy that plays Liu Kang is in it. The woman that played Kitana is in it. And the whole rest of the cast is different. I think the guy that played Johnny Cage is the same dude, but I don't even know if he has one line in it. And they kill him off like almost immediately.
Okay.
The guy that played Raiden changed to this dude, James Renner.
He doesn't even look like he fits as Raiden.
No, he doesn't. Even in that, he doesn't. I mean, the original was Thomas Jane.
He's not rocking that mustache, is he, as Raiden?
No. Okay. There's a newer picture of him.
Okay.
But I mean, it's really not. It's not that great. Yeah. It's like 1997 CGI.
Okay.
So it's like really lame CGI. Yeah. It's really just not good. My son loved it though.
I'm gonna watch it this week.
My son loved
it. What do I have to lose?
You have nothing to lose.
I also need to watch the original Street Fighter.
That you definitely need to
see.
Have
you seen that?
Oh, with that? Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I've heard it's really bad.
I'm sure it's really terrible. But like
you gotta watch it for the
think there's something to say though. Like the 90s, they made movies. Like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. They made movies out of video games. Like we were talking shit about the original Mario movie. Like, so they gave us these movies, and it's almost like they had to be shitty.
Yeah.
Because all as kids, we were like, we were into it and watched it, but it sucked. So like you go back and watch it, and it's like you watch it with the nostalgia of, this was so great because they made a movie out of my favorite game or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But also you're watching it and you're like, God, this sucks. God, but this awful. It's awful and it sucks. And like the best way though, it's totally, I don't know. It makes it, I like the original Mortal Kombat better than this one. I think this one sucks really bad.
So this is the second one, correct?
This is the second one. That's the cast of the second one.
So you like the first one better?
Yeah. And
how'd you feel about the newer one?
I think the new one was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought
it was pretty well put together.
I had no gripes on that one at all.
I think the story of it was kind of like all over the place, if I can remember right.
Yeah,
but,
I don't think the story was
But I thought like the action perfect. And the CGI was pretty badass.
Yeah, no, it was good visually.
Yeah.
Even if the... Even if the storyline was kind of spotty and full of holes.
I remember one like brief like clip of the original Mortal Kombat, and it's like Scorpion in the woods.
Yeah.
When he shoots his thing out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I can remember from the original movie.
Yeah, and that woods, I don't know what that woods is, but everything's like, all the trees are perfect.
Oh, is it really?
It's like a grid, yeah. So like he's like in between the trees, and he goes and he's in between another row.
Yeah, doesn't it like have to like go through the trees to like get to the person?
Yeah, he's like...
Yeah. I'll have to watch it. It's pretty badass. no matter how bad it is. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
It's funny seeing my hand in your camera, and then also I just look like an idiot in the middle screen. So that's what I watched. I watched Mortal Kombat Annihilation, the second one, and I wasn't thrilled.
I'm kind of so happy that your kids are on this Mortal Kombat kick. It makes me happy.
Yeah, I mean, well, my son was watching Godzilla when you came in a little while ago, so
freaking awesome, he doesn't, man.
You know, they...
I still got to watch that new one.
The newest?
I forget what it's called. It's like Godzilla 1, I think, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
+1
I don't know if we've seen that yet.
-1? I don't know.
I don't think we've seen it yet.
½? I don't know.
Godzilla ½. So what do you want to talk about this week?
I don't know, man. What's the scuttlebutt?
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff in the news.
Can we talk about that bridge collapse? Because that was pretty crazy. I mean, watching that clip was insane. To watch this, like, massive structure.
Where was it? Was it Baltimore?
I think it was Baltimore, yeah. But, dude, to watch that thing fall like freaking spaghetti is the scariest thing in the world. Like, that's supposed to be structurally, like... But so, I know it's, like, only structural to, like, handle all the cars and everything. It's not meant to be hit by a fucking cargo boat or whatever that thing is.
Wow, dude, that was some serious damage.
But if you watch the clip, dude, it falls like a piece of spaghetti, dude, just... All from hitting one of the legs. It just all...
Yeah.
It's insane how bridges work and how they're built.
Yes, they are built in a way that...
Is it all steel? Is that why?
I think they're built in a way that they just... They hold itself up.
Yeah.
So you really can't fuck with it too much.
Yeah, you don't have room to...
They only have a few pillars that are going down deep into to the surface, not the surface, I don't know, to the bottom of whatever body of water they're at.
Safe to say that captain is fired.
Oh, yeah, he's gone. Dude, that's a big...
Although technically it wasn't even his fault, right?
It's a big ship, dude.
The ship had like a power outage.
Did you watch that video? Because I saw the video of the breakdown of...
People are saying it's going, was like a...
The power went out, then the power kicked back on, and there was a big plume of black smoke coming out of the exhaust.
Yeah, because he was probably punching the throttle trying to get it away from it.
And then the power went out again.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it hit the...
Yeah, some people were saying it was like a cyber attack on the boat to purposely hit the bridge.
Yeah, I heard that.
But then some people were like, no, you're bugging.
I mean, all right, so...
Because you can tell, like, when it's driving and the power goes out on it, it starts steering right towards the pillar of the bridge. And then it goes on and he steers it away. And then the power cuts out and it steers back right towards the thing again.
That's a massive boat.
Yeah, dude. Look at that thing.
It's a ship. Yeah. And all right, so each of these containers is like the back of an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I mean, think about great. That for a minute. That's like, true. That is fucking massive. That's true. That's a really big boat.
Yep.
We've seen big boats like that go through the canal.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're like, holy shit. Like, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell is happening right now? This thing's really that big.
I saw this other video.
And even at that, it's like 200 or 300 feet away from you. Yeah. So you're still like, oh, wow, that's big. Exactly. But really, it would have taken a long time.
Yeah. I saw this other video of some kid driving over a bridge, and like out in the distance was like a cargo ship.
Yeah.
And he's recording, and he's like, my new fear. And he's like, stay away from the bridge.
Oh, right. Yeah. So there must have been cars on the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Did anybody go in the water?
How scary is that on their end? Yeah, all the cars that were driving over just went right to the water. I don't know how many, like, total, but... Or if there was any, like, deaths from it.
I'm looking it up. Deaths.
I'd imagine there was, because, like, some people must have, like, not only dropped, but had, like, the bridge... kind of come down on them at the same time, right?
All
right,
so an international tragedy.
Only one person? A father of three?
A father of three and a budding entrepreneur
are among six victims.
Six victims of the Baltimore bridge collapse.
Dude, how scary is that, dude?
Oh, this poor guy. That sucks, man. Imagine you're just driving.
That's such a fear for everybody, I'd imagine.
You're like, doop-a-doop-a-doo.
And then you're just going straight down.
What the fuck is happening? Like, you can't, I don't think they could see the boat.
That's a nightmare.
From the bridge.
It's like a bad dream that you always...
Oh, that's totally a bad dream.
That you never think would come to life.
That's terrifying. As somebody that goes over a bridge like every other fucking day. These big, massive boats. I mean, but the bridges over here, they're...
There's no pillars, right?
There's no pillars in between. It's on either end, so...
There you go. So they can drive by all they want.
Yeah, so unless they, like, you know...
Nothing to hit.
Decided to, like... go up somehow.
Yeah, that was a long bridge. Like, that thing was super long.
And it's in Baltimore? That almost doesn't make sense.
Why?
I don't know.
Baltimore, like, can't have bridges.
I'm just trying. I guess I don't know the geography of Baltimore, but yeah, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, it seemed like a really long bridge.
Maps. I want to see where this shit is and why was this massive boat. All right, let's zoom out a little bit.
Oh my god.
Is this it?
Yeah, it's the...
Holy shit, yeah, that's... Francis Scott Key Bridge. I like that there's a big exclamation point on the side of it.
Yeah.
Let's see what this says.
No longer there. Do not drive this way.
This bridge may not exist anymore. So, oh yeah, there's all sorts of shit inland here.
That's a huge bridge, man.
Yeah, that's really, really big.
Does it say how long it is? How many miles? That's got to be like 4 or 5 miles.
All right, let's see. Let's see if I can go back to where I was. Oh, God, what am I doing? technology. Length.
8,635 feet.
Yeah, that's...
All right, now how much is that in miles?
In miles? I don't know. Does anybody even know how long a mile is in feet? Is that something you know? I don't know.
I feel like I should know, but I don't. Miles. Oh. I guess it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
The 1.6 miles.
Wow.
Oh, so that's it? That's underwhelming.
I don't know, dude, but that's...
I thought it was like 4 miles.
I mean, a mile is pretty fucking far. A mile is pretty far, actually. A little over a mile and a half. That's pretty fucking big.
That's true.
Wow.
Most bridges are like...
So what do you think the... quarter mile. So what do you think, though? Do you think it was a setup? Do you think that was... I know we saw the power failure, but...
The only thing that I found interesting was that every time the power went out, it would steer directly toward... Like, you figure it's a boat, so if the power went out, motor cut out, whatever, yeah, it would just drift in the same course it was in.
But it was like...
But you can literally see every time he tried to steer it away, but then every time the power went out, it steered back towards the freaking pillar.
Huh, interesting. Well, I want to know what's in those. Is that cargo? Is that just like shit going to Amazon?
Yeah.
It's all stuff from China?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was somebody trying to tell us something?
Possibly.
Were they trying to warn us not to buy things off of the cargo ship?
Possibly. They're like, get out of here. We're not accepting your shipments anymore.
What if this was like a, like, you know, like the butterfly effect? Like, you know, something happens and it causes like a change in the history of everything.
Oh.
So this one event knocked out this bridge.
Yeah.
And that was the same day somebody was going to go do a terrorist attack. So they ended up being like stuck where they were and they couldn't go to Washington.
Possibly.
Like, what's the possibilities of this happening?
I don't know, but this poor guy got fired over it. Oh, yeah. Lost his job.
Oh, yeah. He's sitting, dude. He was sitting the rest of the week.
And it makes you think because, like, nothing really happened to the cargo ship. So, like, it really is just the bridge that collapsed. And
yeah.
So, like, what kind of damage did it really do to us? I mean, if it was, like, a terrorist attack or, like, if it was some kind of cyber attack, like, they didn't really gain much from it, right?
That's what I mean.
It's just a bridge.
Unless something was being shipped that they wanted to stop.
But like I said, the ship was fine.
Unless they wanted to stop something from happening on the bridge, I'm telling you.
Oh, I see what you
mean.
They
were like, something's going to happen.
I see what you mean.
And we're taking the bridge out. I don't think it was on purpose at all, really.
Yeah.
But
I guess time will tell. We will eventually find out the answer.
So here's another question, though. What if Puff Daddy was on that bridge?
Oh, shit. We're going there.
Yeah. I want to know, you know, I don't really...
He wasn't on the bridge. He was in his private jet getting the fuck out of here.
Or trying to.
Or trying to. All right. What a mess that is, huh?
So I'll be honest. I don't know anything about anything. I don't know what happened with Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
Yep.
But all I know is that people are saying
he had all kinds of things going on.
That he was trying to get down with men. Is that true?
That's very true.
Is that what the allegations are? People are like, this dude's been banging guys for years.
So apparently 50 Cent has been calling this dude out for years and years and years. He talks about P. Diddy in interviews. He talks about P. Diddy all the time about how the dude's up to no good. He's can't be trusted. That he's like, 50 Cent tried to get himself away from all that because P. Diddy was like offering to take him shopping and like schmooze him up a little bit, you know? And like, he was like, dude, are you like trying to like get with me?
Or yeah, that's weird.
So he's like, I'm not about that life. And he just kind of like shunned him away. But there's a lot of people that obviously it's P. Diddy and he's a billionaire. So like people wanted to go party with him and hey, you can take me shopping. That's fine.
Think about the career boost. It is having him endorse you as who he is.
But he has all kinds of stuff coming to light now. And I don't know if the picture of him being caught is real or not. But that's a huge thing too. Everyone's like, this is not real and this is not P. Diddy. So I don't know who you're showing us. But that's not
right, I'm looking at this guy. Is this it?
No, this with him in the gray shirt. Look at that guy. That's not fucking P. Diddy.
I don't know, dude. I mean, I don't know what he. Oh God, I just opened TikTok.
It's gonna be TikTok. Yep, that's how you know it's not real. Forget it. It's on TikTok.
Diddy arrested. I don't know. That looks like him to me.
But yeah, they have like a mugshot of him, and it looks like an alien. Like it looks like a creature. Not even P. Diddy. His eyes are like way too close together.
That's old mugshot, right?
Yeah, these are old. Is that even P. Diddy? It looks like Kobe Bryant.
That does. I don't know, man. Is it this him?
One right here. Everyone's trying to analyze it. This, also a TikTok thing. Oh, my God, right here? TikTok. Oh, go down one? No, that's not it. Oh, this one over here. One...
Right
that run, yeah.
Diddy
that's
arrested.
His mugshot.
Oh yeah, that doesn't look like him at all. That's weird. Yeah, that doesn't. That looks like some other dude.
Yeah, that it's like a stunt double.
And who's this guy? Diddy's accused mule.
Oh, he's the snitch. He's the snitch boy. But anyways, in the raid, they also found like 1,000 cameras in each room. Not 1,000 in each room, 1,000 total, but a camera in each
room.
And he would throw these crazy parties for billionaires and for like really big celebrities. And he would have like these crazy sex parties and like parties with minors and like, but he would film it all. So he would have blackmail against these people in case he ever needed it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
they found all the cameras, they found all the footage, and now celebrities are being blown up.
So is Puff Daddy or Diddy or P. Diddy or Sean Combs, whatever the fuck his name is. Is he the new Epstein? Do you think this is like his mansion is the
new
Epstein?
I think he's worse than Epstein. I think he was one step above Epstein.
Because of the blackmail?
Because of a lot of things. He was also adopting children.
Really?
Yes.
Adopting children.
I saw a live video with P. Diddy and one of his adopted daughters. And she looks so uncomfortable and so, like, off-put by him. But she obviously doesn't have a choice where she is.
Oh, wow, look at that. He's got 6-7 kids. Jesus Christ.
Of his own?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Are these all his adopted kids? That kid looks like him.
Yeah, these might be, like, his actual kids. I don't know.
That's weird, man. The whole thing's weird.
That video right there.
Yes?
Yep.
I don't know. She looks happy.
Yeah, I know. But there's weird. Like there's points throughout the video where she's like looks really upset and looks, but she's like smiling for the most part. But she.
Well, yeah, you have to push the smile if you're being recorded next to somebody that's probably abusing you.
Yeah, man, it's pretty rough.
Oh, I don't know, man.
And then there's like a bunch of photos of is it Prince Charles?
Yeah.
Is he like the redhead guy?
No, not Charles. Oh, fuck. It was just a picture 2 seconds ago. Yeah. I didn't think that was linked at all.
Yeah, pictures that he's like leaning up against like P. Diddy all trash and his shirt's all like hanging out and untucked and like he's just partying hard with P. Diddy. It's so funny. And apparently everyone's saying Jay-Z's involved with it, and that's why he's been like...
Oh, boy. Now the Illuminati's involved?
Yeah, dude.
It's Prince Harry, right?
I think...
That's what it is.
Oh, Prince Harry. Here we go. Yeah, there you go. I thought it was Prince Charles.
So isn't it strange that they're all... It all seems linked. Isn't all these that, yeah, like rich and famous people.
You never
are
thought
all,
they would hang out. Like,
they're all linked together, mm-hmm. and they're all doing inappropriate things. They're all millionaires and billionaires. And,
yeah, man. But I think this is what Kanye's been kind of like warning us about with the with the higher ups. Like they're
I mean, a lot of
with
a
the
lot
billionaires,
of,
they control a lot of shit and they push a lot of stuff and they influence a lot of stuff and they have control over. Who's making it big and who's not, and like,
yeah,
I really think, dude.
Yeah, they do. They have total control, and then if you speak out, you get labeled a freaking psycho.
Yeah, exactly.
What's her face? In the 90s, Courtney Love tried calling out that big movie producer there. What's that big fat guy's name? She called him out, Harvey Weinstein. She called him out and was like, "Oh, just they were like, oh, what advice do you have for people?" You know, that are like musicians, and I think she just did a movie. She was like, "Oh, don't go to Harvey Weinstein's office.
Damn,
like don't have a meeting with him." And people were like, "Whoa, she's crazy."
Yeah,
like everybody was forced to label her crazy for calling somebody out. And then years later, we know that this dude's been doing that.
Oh my god!
With like fucking everybody that went to his office, men, women.
Yeah,
he was like either humiliating them or sexually assaulting them or. Yeah. All sorts of bad shit.
We're in like a really weird time. Like, I know the world's been really weird lately.
Yeah.
But I think it's about to get a whole lot weirder because for some reason we're on like this stretch of like going after the higher ups and going after the people that have been like MIA for the past like 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Because they're just doing shit behind the scenes now. They're not in the media or they're not technically like celebrities anymore. They're just billionaires that are doing shit.
Yeah, it's weird.
And it's getting weird because they're getting called out for all the shit they're doing that they thought they were invincible about, but they're clearly not.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen any of this stuff. I don't know if it's a show or a documentary about the Nickelodeon kids.
I watched that, yeah.
Did you?
That was rough, man.
Like, that guy he apparently did a lot. Yeah. Like, what
not
is
only
on?
Him, but his, like, crew.
Oh, really?
His crew for Nickelodeon, they were all, like, pedophiles, and they were all, like...
Really?
Yeah.
That's
they took
horrible.
A lot of, like, young stars, and they just controlled the shit out of them and manipulated them and to doing stuff they didn't want to do, and it's just crazy.
I feel like we're as a society, we're all going to get to our breaking point and
that's what I'm saying.
Like, we're just going to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. I mean, they're just going to, like, literally fucking kill all the rich people.
Like,
and
celebrities are going to be, like, dropping because no one's going to want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, people will be out of it completely. But I think of this when every week we talk about movies. And, like, I think about how much the actors and the people make that are, like, you know, anybody involved in a movie.
Yeah.
That's like a producer or an actor. They get paid a shit ton of money. And then, you know, all the sports stars we have in the world get millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And it's like the analogy of like the Romans had the gladiators to keep the people entertained.
Yeah.
You know, like that's our modern day gladiators. We're just being entertained by all these movies, and it makes me feel stupid that we talk about movies every week. But we look up to all these people, and they're just—they're not like making millions and then feeding the poor. They're making millions and just—they're
doing fucked up shit.
like just being terrible people.
Yeah, but I mean, for us, it's like movies are our entertainment, right? I mean, we watch movies based on the story. It's not so much about the actors and the actresses. But
true.
what they do in their private life. I mean, there are people that dive into their private lives kind of like obnoxiously, but I think for me and you and most people, it's just like movies are movies. We watch them just to kill time or whatever. But yeah, they for some reason, once you make a certain amount of money or you're doing some kind of thing, like you reach this other level where they think they can do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah,
they think they're untouchable.
You know who I'm calling right now? How I'm calling out right now?
Oh boy.
That's going to come crashing down really fucking soon.
Oh God.
Is Oprah.
Yeah, you think so?
Big time. And I think P. Diddy is what's going to channel into the Oprah.
Yeah.
And Oprah's going to have a downfall because of it. Watch.
Yeah, what do you think she's been doing, though?
I think she's the ringleader of the people, the billionaires that
are... The Illumineers?
Yeah. The billionaires that have come from being a celebrity.
Yeah.
I think Oprah's kind of like the gatekeeper, the ringleader.
Yeah, you think she's the one that's like...
Yep.
Because of her status.
Yep.
They have to go through her to make their way into the rest of the Illuminati.
Yep, I think so. Or something similar to it.
I heard there's a terminology, and I think we've been doing this wrong, right? So the Illuminati, the leaders, like the World Bank leaders, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and then the next like section down from them is the Illumineers.
Oh, yeah?
And that's like the Oprahs of the world.
Yeah,
that are kind of like
I see you,
like the leaders of the. It's like a pyramid. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah, for sure.
The Illuminati's the ones that we don't even know who they are.
Phases, right?
And then the next phase down is the big celebrities that are billionaires.
Yeah,
that we think could do no wrong,
but
because they are people like Oprah. And I mean, we keep saying Oprah, but she hasn't been.
she hasn't been called out yet.
But that's these people. They're billionaires. They can do no wrong. Mm-hmm. They think that they're untouchable.
Yep.
But they're, you know,
they clearly are.
They're the Whitey Bulgers. Yeah. They're the Whitey Bulgers of the world. They have people working for them to bring in the Justin Biebers.
Dude, Justin Bieber's another one, man. That poor kid. I see all kinds of clips of that poor kid being sexually harassed in general.
Yeah, like, there was one news clip or something.
Yeah.
Somebody said something really inappropriate to him, and he's like, I'm 13.
Oh.
Or whatever it was.
I did hear that.
He looked really uncomfortable.
Some lady asked him if he ever had the sex talk with his mom, and he was like, no, but like I've had it with my dad. Yeah. And she was like, oh, okay, well, do you want to have the sex talk right now? And he was like, no, like I'm 13. He's like, can we talk about my album, please? Like, what the fuck?
Right, he thinks he's going to be... I mean, I think they all think that. All the young kids that have been, like, destroyed by the celebrities, they probably think they just... Like, we all have been thinking for the last, you know, forever.
Yeah, for sure.
We go, oh, this is our favorite actor. They're so great. Johnny Depp, he's so great. Yeah. How devastated would you be if you found out Johnny Depp was, like...
I would be pretty devastated.
I mean, he's pretty... He's been in the limelight. He's been...
Yeah.
I think
he's been accused.
I think he's had his dirty laundry out there enough that you know who he is.
Yeah.
But
like I'm glad it, you know,
like
that
over the top where you were like, holy shit, like he's a child molester. You'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah. That would hurt.
I'd be devastated. If I found out Margot Robbie was after like brown eyed, brown haired 40-year-old guys, I'd be like, what?
What? Oh no.
Where has she been?
Yeah.
No, but I'd be devastated if I found out all like my favorite people were.
Yeah, man. We're about to find out some serious stuff, I think. People are just going to keep snitching and throwing people under the bus. And I think it should be because all this shit should be stopped. You can't be doing that shit. No matter how much money you make or what kind of status you are, that does not put you above anything else.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And what you're doing is wrong, and that's it. Like, face it. And you'll have to pay for it eventually. And what's cool about the whole P. Diddy thing... It's like you have all that money, you have all that power, and look, you're still on the run in your jet.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they do. It doesn't change
Doesn't
shit.
Matter.
Doesn't change shit. Yeah.
You can still get charged just like the rest of us.
Yeah. And you'll be found a lot easier because you're
a famous face. Right? We'll see. He might get like a slap on the wrist.
I don't know, man. He's got a lot of money.
Or a year in jail.
Yeah. It'll be either some bullshit or he'll get out of it.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, man. Somehow they get out they get out of that crap.
Yeah.
They get away with it. They, just like they had been getting away with it.
Yeah. And what the worst part is like, because it's not a big deal to us anymore, and it just kind of falls by the wayside, and then that's it.
Well, yeah, it's just like all of this stuff is kind of a distraction.
Well, that too.
Like, you work that your way too. Up the pyramid of Illuminatis, mm-hmm. and the government's in there somewhere, just fucking shit up, and yeah. not doing right by us, the citizens, not telling us about the shit they do.
Yeah.
We're just kind of like, fuck, like, what do? We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do, you know? And do you know what to do? I don't know what to do.
Meanwhile, Beyonce's making a fucking country album, dude.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not even country. She still, like, uses her, like, pop voice. It's just Beyonce with, just like,
Beyonce.
A country guitar.
It's Beyonce with a banjo.
Yeah.
Pretty Is that much. What it's called? That's what it's called, right? Beyonce with a banjo?
That's the album?
I think so. New album. New album coming out this spring. I dig it. Beyonce with a banjo.
I would buy that album.
She's like, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Ding, 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 ding.
That's great.
Good. That's good stuff.
And Swear. Post Malone, too, is coming out with a country album. I'm like, man, everyone's trying to break my heart.
I know. Country music's the worst. Who's paying them to do this shit?
That's what it is. I think country music itself is dying, and they're like begging other like major people to come out with country albums to kind of like revamp it again and make people want to listen to it again. But
it's lame.
It's garbage.
Garbage and lame.
I love Post Malone, but I hope that album flops so bad.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. And Beyonce, I can't say I wish it flops because it's already taken off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she got crazy numbers on that shit already.
She's got crazy everything.
Meanwhile, her husband's on the run somewhere. Nowhere to be found.
Her husband's...
Why don't we just ask Beyonce, where the fuck's Jay-Z?
What's he hanging out with P. Diddy?
I don't know.
Do you think
he's been involved? Quiet since P. Diddy's been on the run.
Do you think that's like a thing? Do you think they were like...
Oh, yeah, they were partners in crime, dude.
That's rough, man.
They were part of the billionaire club.
Shit.
And so was Kanye. That's why Kanye rants about all this shit, because he was once part of it, but left.
And is that why he's labeled as crazy? Because mm-hmm. that's what they do. They like, oh, this guy's a fucking... Look at him, he's crazy.
Did you ever see his meltdown, one of his live shows?
Vague,
he goes
maybe.
On some rant, and he's like, Jay-Z, please, like, just call me. Don't kill me, just call me. Like,
whoa, really?
Yeah, you never seen it?
Wow, and they're like, now we can't kill him.
And he talks about the media. He's like saying the media, like, fuck you, media, and, like, fuck you, radio, and, like, and yeah. He goes on this rant, and then he just drops the mic and runs off, and he immediately went into a psych ward after that. But
yikes. So I'll say this. The Odd People podcast is where you should get all your real news.
That's it, baby.
Because we're not paid at all.
That's it. And we know nothing.
we know nothing.
So you can trust us or you can't trust us.
Yeah, you can trust us because we have no clue what's going on. And we are not paid.
Yep.
By anybody.
Especially Oprah.
Yeah, no, fuck. So, she called me. She was like, do you want to be a part of...
the Billionaire Club?
She's like, I can get your podcast going. You just need to come visit me and Jay-Z and P. Diddy. We're going to stop by Hawaii. And, you know, maybe you come by and you hang out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, no, I'm good.
No.
Blocked number.
Stay away from me. I don't got a private jet to run away on.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I wonder how many regular people have been sucked into that.
Guaranteed a lot.
Can you imagine the amount of like people on like the like our level, like normal people level, mm-hmm. right? And you are a rapper or you're a singer and you're like really good.
Yeah.
And then you somehow fall in line with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And like it goes bad in like a weekend, and now you're just gone forever. You're either like sex trafficked, or you're just dead.
No, like, I think like people
I wonder
do.
How many regular people are missing.
Yeah,
are just sucked into this like.
I think people get wrapped into it, shit. And then they get paid to keep their mouth shut if they don't want to be a part of it anymore.
Because
there are a lot of people that have talked about it and then just straight up disappeared. Like Lupe Fiasco and B.O.B. and 50 Cent dropped off fast when he started talking about it.
Right.
He's still
he was really, really popular when he came out. Holy shit.
Yeah, he was like top of the world. But then he saw what was going on, didn't like it, and then they cut him off, just like everybody else.
Wow. Yeah.
And we always thought it was like more serious than that, but I really think it was just like all this sex trafficking, and once they find out all that, they just want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And then they get cut off. Gone.
Yeah, maybe because not everybody's a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
They start making money and they're like, yeah, this is great. They're like, okay, so you've made your first million.
Mm-hmm.
Come with us to this cool party. And they show up to the cool party and there's like naked children or something. And yeah, they're just like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's always like the kids want nothing to do with this. It's really weird.
But then they probably have some sort of blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, we have videotape of you cheating on your girl or whatever.
Yeah.
And
so keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, well, shut up unless we're going to ruin your marriage. You know what I mean? Like, or whatever. They just fucking trick them.
Yeah. And I think why this is all happening now is because all those child actors and actresses are older now. They're in their 30s.
Well, they're older. Their careers aren't what they thought it was going to be.
Yeah, they made their money. They've been,
you know, abused. So they're just kind of like...
Yeah,
broken psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably like, I've had enough of this. I can't live the rest of my life like this.
Who's the kid from Malcolm in the Middle?
Frankie Muniz?
Yeah, he came out and said something like, this is exactly why my kids will never work
in
the Hollywood scene or like the child actor scene, because like he went through it too. Everybody does.
Yeah.
When you're a child actor, that's what they do.
God, that's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you know what time I think it is? I think it's odd question time.
Yep. So if you're out there, you want to be a celebrity.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a celebrity, I promise you.
So the best way to be seen in the world is by being a guest on the Odd People podcast.
Yeah,
because we don't molest anybody and we have no money or any fame to offer. So it's like a mutually fun hangout.
Yeah, that's it, man.
And that's it. And you just come here and be like...
we don't throw any parties.
Promote the things you do if you're interesting. And, you know, we do have a kind of a short list of guests.
Guests, yeah.
And
we're hoping it grows bigger.
Yeah, it'll grow. It'll grow. Yeah. It'll be good. It'll be fun. I think we'll get the word out that it was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we feed you, too, also. Like, that's a part of the deal.
If you like Red Robins, come on out.
Like Red Robin. Yeah. Or a microwaved hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
Those are your two choices, Red Robin or a microwaved hot dog.
Oof, man, I tell you, I still think about the time you made wings on the grill.
Oh,
that was good shit, man.
Summer's coming, man.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Changed my life.
I'm good on the grill. So I think you have an odd question.
I do.
From Discord.
We're going to pull it from the Discord. Again, I appreciate everyone that is in the Discord. I appreciate you being there and putting in your odd questions. It helps us out. We try our best to have one for every single week, which can get tough sometimes, but hey, we do it.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going.
We go for the highest quality of odd questions also.
Man. Yeah.
So it can't just be like...
Yeah, if you're being silly, if you're like,
what would you like, a spoon or a fork? To eat cereal, like that's
dodged.
Yeah, that one's not getting picked. But this one is getting picked.
Here we go. Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm
odd
ready.
Odd question time, baby.
Odd question.
We're gonna answer this odd question with odd answers.
Odd question.
Or try to anyway. All right. My stomach just growled. I hope the.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Oh god.
Okay, this odd question comes from one of my best friends. His name is Nate222 in the Discord.
Sweet.
Triple twos.
Nate222.
I don't know why you have that. Maybe you just like couldn't get Nate, so you're like 222. or maybe the 222 means something. I don't know. You'll have to let me know.
Cool.
But anyways.
Maybe it's his birthday.
Yeah. No.
No. Okay, then.
He asked, if you could get whatever you wanted for one day, but it would take 10 years of your life, would you do it? And if so, what would you get?
Ooh. Thank you, Nate, for the odd question. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, is this like a permanent thing? Like I get the thing? It's not just for the day, like whatever it is.
Well, it's only for one day you can get the thing.
Yeah.
But you can keep it, yeah. But it's going to take 10 years off.
10 years off. So I get it, and then I immediately die. So I'm going to die in 10 years.
No, don't say that.
It would be terrible.
I'll cry.
That's funny. All right.
And then I'm going to make your son a co-host with me. Okay. Take your place, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Yeah. I hope he knows he's the rightful heir.
Which son?
Next to you, Lennon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's next in the list.
He's next in the list.
Yep.
He just sits here petrified with fear.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't do that. He'd have a blast.
So what are you getting, man? What are you getting? You get one day. You get whatever you want.
I don't know. I mean, like, the boring answer.
Well, wait. Are you going to do it, first of all?
Oh. Oh, it's like a yes or no. Would I do
it? Yeah. You can easily say, no, I'll pass because I need that 10 years. You know?
In reality, I'd probably pass.
Yeah. 10 years is a lot if you think about it. A lot can happen in 10 years. A lot.
I mean, the boring answer is like, no. You know, like $1 billion. Because then my shit's paid off. I'm like doing things. I'm making the rest of my wife.
You can really
my
like
life really worth it. Like I'm doing fucking amazing shit.
And you could set up your family pretty nice before you're gone.
Premature death. My death. That's going to be 10 years less. Like that's the worst. That's I don't know, man. I mean, that's the answer really. You just ask for a briefcase full of fucking hundreds and you're like, that's
That's right. Cause you know what, Nate, 222. You can't put a price on life. You can't put a price on 10 years, okay? So no materialistic thing is going to be worth 10 years of your life, all right? So it's a trick question. I see you.
I don't know. What would you do?
Of course I would do it. Fuck life, dude. Take 10 years out. I don't care. Just give me all the cars.
All the cars?
All the cars and all the chicken wings and all the tacos. Cheesy gordita crunch.
It's one thing.
Oh, it's only one thing? All
right. Right? Isn't it just one thing?
Yeah. Still worth 10 years.
That's what I mean. You say $1 billion and you got everything. Like you can, that's everything you've ever wanted costs less than $1 billion.
Yeah.
That's the boring answer though. It really should be, we should really answer an actual thing.
Did he say purchase something or you just get something? Can it be anything?
I don't know.
Or does it have to be materialistic?
Bust that phone back, oh, man.
Like, can I say, you could get whatever you wanted. Yeah, he didn't say. Okay, so what I would want is like for me to be like perfectly healthy for the rest of my life.
Whoa.
Perfectly. Like I'm talking vision. I don't need my contacts no more, glasses. I'm just like a perfect human specimen.
Wow.
For the rest of my life.
And then boom, 10 years.
Yeah, you can take 10 years off the top if you make the rest of it.
Perfect. Wow, that's actually really good.
No more asthma.
Because I have a lot of health issues.
Anything. Yeah.
I have a multiple. Right? But yeah, if you like never get hurt, like you never pull an ankle, like you never twist your ankle or pull a muscle.
You're like Wolverine. You get cut, it just heals instantly.
Dude, that's it. That's what I would want to be. I just want to be Wolverine.
That's it.
Everything, the metal skeleton, the blades, and just that's it. I want to be Wolverine. For the rest of my life.
Hell yeah, dude.
For the next 5 years, that's what I would be.
And then they can't take 10 years because you're going to live forever.
Right. Yeah.
We beat the system.
You beat the system.
We beat it, dude.
It's like...
Sorry, Nate.
It's like having a genie with three wishes and you ask... You
ask for immortality.
You ask for the genie to have a short-term memory.
Yeah.
So he just keeps telling you have three wishes and just keeps going.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah, that's it. You're gonna be Wolverine.
We got it.
And that's all you can do.
We got it.
It's either that or $1 billion. I thought you were gonna say, I want unlimited chicken wings. You eat chicken wings every single day.
Well,
then like it inevitably would take 10 years off.
Yeah, because I would just die of like a stomach ulcer or some shit.
Because you're eating like hot wings and fried food every day.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's great.
So 10 years, though. 10 years
is a lot. Time. Dude, I'm going to die right now. You hear me? Jesus Christ.
That's what scares me. It's scary when you get older because you're like, when you're younger, you're like, 10 years, fuck it, take it. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, ask a 20-year-old that question. Yeah, they're going to say the craziest shit. And they're saying yes, definitely.
You get to like your 40s, 50s, and you're like, oh, man, no. I need that 10 years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm 40.
Yeah.
Anything
and
can
you
happen.
You would value 10 years, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Not to get morbid about it.
Especially with your kids and everything. That's
this episode's
10 years,
been
man.
Sad enough.
Yeah.
But like My dad was 73.
It's been sad in the weirdest way.
Yeah, my dad was 72 when he passed away.
Oh, really?
Take 10 years off of that. That's 62.
That's 62, man. That's way too young.
That'd be me having 20 years left.
That's way too crazy.
22 years left. That's it. Ugh. Like, fuck that. Scary like, that's. Thought. Scary I would say thought. No. You know what I mean? Like, if you. Yeah. But the health thing is perfect.
Yeah. Because then it doesn't matter.
That opens up a whole, like, like rip in the. Like space time, like so. Like say you were, say you had a, like say God exists and you really are just like a part of a story, right? And you're really your plan to die at 80 years old.
And you beat that.
But then you beat the system by saying, "I'm going to be perfectly healthy." So now you're no longer gonna die. Then you're gonna die at 100. So by taking the health and taking the 10 years off, you're actually going to die 10 years after you were supposed to die at 90 instead of 80.
Deathception. You can't even. Unless he's talking like no matter what, you're
no
dead.
Matter what. Yeah, yeah. I'm yeah, throwing
it's taking
just,
that 10 years off.
I'm like, throwing just like paradox.
Like you're going to get like a telephone pole that just fucking spears through your body. And
final
you have
destination.
No choice.
You're going to get hit by a fucking tractor trailer full of fucking logs.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yep.
Death is coming for you.
Yep.
I don't know, but I think we're just me and you, just a couple of Wolverines.
That's it, man.
Just
can't touch us.
Immortal.
Take the 10 years. We'll just come back alive the next day.
Dude, I would be so bad with Wolverine claws.
Yeah.
God, I would use them for everything.
Yeah.
For one thing, I wouldn't need steak knives or any kind of knives to eat with.
You don't get the sliced bread anymore. You just get the whole
loaf. Just get a loaf. Yeah.
It's cheaper, and you can just.
I mean, no, you don't need a can opener. you don't need so many things that everybody has.
He's a badass superhero. If you think about
he's
it,
awesome.
I mean, who doesn't want to like heal instantly?
Yeah. I think that was when I was a kid. I think that's why I gravitated towards him so much.
Or have bones made out of just straight steel.
I had so much, like, I was always sick.
Yeah.
So I was like, it'd be like, that's like the perfect thing for a little kid that's always sick. You're like, like everything gets healed. Like, it's
that's
so
adorable.
Freaking awesome, isn't it? Yeah. I was such a cute kid.
Yeah.
But I think that's it, man. Yeah. I think we answered Nate's question.
Yeah,
thanks, Nate,
for the odd question. That was cool.
Appreciate it. Nate222.
We'll keep answering more. So if you put one in there and we haven't done it yet, I promise we'll get to you.
Yeah. Weird last name. 222.
Yeah, man. Did your mom make that up? Is that on your birth certificate?
Yeah. Is that because your mom?
Yeah.
So you have anything nice to say or not so nice to say?
Let me try to carry on with the theme here. And
depression?
No, it's just like, you know, nobody's invincible, okay? So don't do your bad shit because you will get caught one day and it will come crashing down on you.
Yeah.
Everybody is held accountable for your actions no matter what. Oh, wow. Karma's a bitch, okay?
Wow.
So be good. Be nice. Be happy.
Yeah, be nice.
That's
it. And listen to the Odd People podcast.
That's it.
Thank you for listening to the show today. You can support the show by clicking on the link in the description of the show on this episode. Check out all the social media, Instagram, Facebook for some reason, etc., TikTok, etc. Join Jared's Discord and you can leave us a odd question.
Yeah.
And go find Reddit. I'm on Reddit.
Are you on Reddit now?
It's
I
like,
can send you Reddit
it's like
stuff.
odd_people_
All right.
Podcast, I think.
Cool.
Something like that. Go find that. Follow me because it's like I got karma's like 4 or something like that. It's terrible.
Reddit stuff.
Yeah, Reddit is tough. Go to oddpeoplepodcast.com to check out all your podcast needs and to buy things. Follow the link to the Redbubble and you can get the merch that we do have out there, like this cool shirt.
Yeah.
And other things. And thank you for listening to the show today. People, I love you guys.
Yeah.
I really do appreciate the fans of the show, the people that listen every week.
Yeah,
like,
for
I can't even believe we still have people listening.
Yeah,
like,
man.
So many people watch the YouTube, so many more watch it on YouTube than they listen to it. But I know there's a few people out there that
listen
to it while they're working or they
listen
to it when they're like just doing stuff around the house. And the fact that that still happens or happens at all, I really appreciate it. It's really, really awesome. And those people really are like the hardcore, like
That's it, man.
First fans of the show, because it's friends of mine and people I know that are just still listening to the show. It's wild. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
And we're going to keep it going no matter what. I don't care if we got one viewer. I mean, we'll keep it going for that one person. I don't care.
You know that's wild, because like just yesterday I was going to text you and be like, do you want to quit? No, I'm glad I didn't.
The answer will always be never.
Yeah. So we're good. This is fun for us.
Yep.
And we love that it's been fun for you guys. Mm-hmm. I know this was kind of a weird episode, but, you know.
It's a filler episode.
It's a filler episode. We just had a guest last week. This always seems to happen.
Yep.
But we had fun. Thank you for the other questions. Thank you for following us and subscribing to us. And we love you.
Yep.
And stay creative. Stay inspired. And as always,
stay.
Ah.